In between, there was a loss at Beaver Dam. Now, that normally would have been a home game. The reason Thunderbirds have started with three straight road games is that Baraboo wanted to get Portage on their schedule starting next season. And to do that, they kind of had to do a little horse trading with Beaver Dam and let Beaver Dam have a home game instead of a road game. So that's why we haven't joined you in the booth until September.
Well, it's news to me that Portage still is a football team, so it'll be good to play them next year.
Kickoff from Johnny Moon. Bounces at about the 35. It's still trickling into about the 15. Holman's got it and got a little crease. Breaks free to the 40-yard line, and that's where the Vikings will take over on offense at the 40-yard line of Holman. And we are just underway here at Flambeau Field outside Baraboo High School.
That was number one, Matthew Kahn, with a nice little return right up the gut.
The 40-yard line. That'll bring out first and 10 for the Vikings.
Now, we, of course, got the announcer extraordinaire Dave Mowers in our booth about 6 feet away from us. So once in a while, we're going to pause to listen to him.
We have no choice.
He is a legend in these parts, as they say.
Holman's going to start with a fake handoff and a little quarterback keeper. Coming up through the gut there was number zero. That's the quarterback, Alex Burgett.
They faked a little trap there, and he just kept the ball and ran with it. Luckily, the T-Birds did a good job of plugging the middle, but faked the trap to number two. You say his name.
Burgett. I was on with Burgett.
Markovsky.
Markovsky.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll get this straight yet, folks. If you happen to be listening live.
Hey, it's our first game too, right?
That's right. We're getting warmed up here. Hopefully you're listening to us either at 99.7 FM in Baraboo or perhaps worldwide at max.fm. And there's
nice
a crushing
tackle. Number 22. Beautiful for the T-Birds. Jordy Beal.
Olish is stopped for a short gain. Jordy Beal with a powerful hit on the hash mark. We're going to have a third and about three on the Vikings opening drive. So like I mentioned, we're on 99.7 FM locally. We're also on max.fm on the internet. And you can also find us via the NFHS network as well as on the Civic Media mobile app. Third and three, Burgett trying to get the T-Birds to jump and succeeds. That five-yard penalty is going to result in a first down for the Vikings.
Oh, that's a tough one because the T-Birds had done a great job of forcing the third down, stuffing them on that second down play,
and
giving one up is not what you can do in order to beat a good team. So
instead of a third and short at midfield, it's going to be first and 10 into Thunderbirds territory here on the Vikings' first drive of the night. A formation where everyone is
no receivers.
Compact, yes. No receivers. There's a pitch off the right side. Nice little gain there on first down for number four, John Faherty. It's going to be second at about four for
John
the Vikings.
Faherty, the ball carrier.
Looks like Baraboo's own Elliot Romberg in on that tackle after a 5 or 6 yard gain. You're going to hear that name a lot. Elliot's a leader
Elliot
on the team,
Romberg
senior.
On the tackle. Second down.
Vikings wearing maroon pants and maroon helmets as well as white jerseys. Thunderbirds in their navy helmets and jerseys, white pants. Vikings are moving to our left as we face the field. There's an inside fake, instead an outside give to number seven for the Vikings. That's Jack Barth.
And another great, it's a combine tackle. I can't tell who it was, but Elliot Romberg. I said we'd say his name
Jack
a few
Barth
times. Forces him down with
two yards
to go.
Short gain will make it third and two. Barth had a big week against Onalaska last week, 149 rushing yards for the Vikings. And, of course, the Hilltoppers have been the class of the Mississippi Valley for many years. The Vikings were able to knock them off last week, 34-20. Third and short for the Vikings at the Thunderbird 40. Bunch formation again. There's another give to Barth. He stopped near the line of scrimmage. I don't know if he got it.
He's real close, and there's your old flock of T-Birds with the tackle.
And the way that, that's going to be a first down.
They marked him a full yard past that first down marker. It was generous. It was probably a first down anyway, but right. A very generous spot.
Yeah,
so.
When the side judge came out, I'm like, oh, that's going to be a first down easy. So first and 10 for the Vikings. They continue to roll on their opening possession. They're inside the Thunderbirds 40. We are just underway here at Baraboo High School.
Boy, they really are trying to get the T-Birds to jump off sides.
Yeah, Burgett was showing a little action there. Now he steps back away from the line.
Looks
now he's ready to get back to it.
Almost calling an audible on his play here.
First and 10. Fakes a handoff. Throws left. He's got a man open. That's Barth. a nice leaping grab, and he is going to be brought down inside the five. A touchdown saving tackle by Travon Lawyer.
That was simple, one-on-one. Throw it up in the air, one-on-one. Receiver a little taller than Travon Lawyer. He went up, made a beautiful grab. Lawyer, to his credit, saved the touchdown.
It'll be first and goal for the Vikings. That's 32 yards on that connection from Burgett to Barth. Burgett last week had a couple of touchdowns. He had 117 rushing yards, only 19 passing yards. He has surpassed that with one attempt here tonight. First and goal. Everybody's tight to the formation. Nobody out wide. Inside give. Going to be a short gain for number four. That's John Faraday. Little fullback dive for a short gain. Second and goal, Holman.
Number 70 in on the tackle for the T-Birds. Hayden Sulik. A couple of guys in there, but they are knocking at the door at the one-yard line.
Dane Goyette on that last carry. Two-yard gain on the play. Second and goal.
Second and goal comes up short. We are on the radio. We're not on NFHS. We're working on it here.
Okay. All right. We had Jim Langkamp
come
over.
I'm guessing they have picture but no sound at the moment.
Two on that carry. Third down and goal from inside the five.
Yeah, that's it.
Baraboo has forced a third and goal here. Holman lost a couple yards on that last play. Sorry, we're trying to figure out some of the technical difficulties. And Ben is under the table. plugging into random outlets.
We'll get this figured out. Yeah, third and goal. There's an outside pitch. Barth is brought down in the backfield. That's Zach Burgess with a tackle for loss.
Zach Burgess single-handedly took down number seven for Holman and a loss of five all the way back to the 10-yard line. Beautiful play.
Fourth down and goal for the Vikings.
Looks like the Vikings are coming out to try a field goal here. They don't want any more of this Thunderbird defense on a fourth and goal from the 10.
Lining up to kick the field goals, number 17, Gavin Davis. That kick is up in the air and good.
The kick is up and good.
So that's a, what,
plenty of leg on
yard?
That. Yep, about a 28-yard field goal from the 10-yard line.
Converts the 20-yard field goal.
So with Gavin Davis's 28-yard field goal, it's Holman 3, Baraboo 0. Thunderbirds waiting for their first possession, their first opportunity of the evening.
You got to give Baraboo a lot of credit there. Second and goal from the 1, and they force a field goal, push them all the way back to the 10. The defense did their job. It's the bend and not break strategy, and credit the defense. That is very impressive.
Absolutely. Solid stand for the Thunderbirds. Now we'll get a look at the T-Bird offense. Like we mentioned, T-Birds coming off a 6-5 campaign. Went to the playoffs. Lost to Mount Horeb Barneveld in level 2 last year. Key players at the controls will be Zach Burgess, the quarterback. We'll have Jackson Puttkammer in the backfield. We'll see some, like Brandon mentioned, we'll see Elliot Romberg as well. He scored a Wildcat touchdown last week at Toma.
Baraboo runs that ball.
Yes.
Puttkammer gets his work in for him.
We were looking at last year's stats. The run game accounted for 85% of the yardage.
Yes, I saw that. You are right.
Davis with a nice, strong kickoff. That's deep field. It's not going to be fielded. They're going to let that bounce into the end zone. Solid boot. Elliot Romberg lets that one sail over his head for a touchback.
This is strange, having to wait till the fourth game of the year to do a broadcast and come and see the T-Birds.
Indeed. We can mention that we've got several proud sponsors making these broadcasts possible. They include Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Don Larson Superstore, State Farm Chris Stanton Agency. And here come the T-Birds offense, showing the typical pistol look.
He's going to keep it.
Burgess with a keeper around left end for a gain of a couple.
One wide receiver set to the right. Otherwise, you're absolutely right. We're going to see a lot of pistol out of these guys. Gives them plenty of options if he wants to pitch. You can also pass out of that look, catch him off guard after about four or five consecutive runs.
Second and about six for the T-Birds. Two backs flanking Burgess. One receiver wide to the right. Fakes the handoff, fakes looking to throw right side into the flat with a nice one-handed grab. That's going to be complete for first down yardage. That's Jordy Beal for first down. Baraboo.
Jordy Beal went up over his head, over his shoulder with one hand and grabbed it and brought it back in. Beautiful catch for Beal. That's a nice play.
And how about that?
A 12-yard gain.
A 12-yard pass right off the bat. We talked about how the T-Birds are run heavy. They caught the Vikings off guard with a pass. Here, Burgess looking to keep off the right end. Oh, he's got a little crease down the sideline. He's over across the 40, but we have a penalty flag thrown
Zach
in the backfield.
We're going to have holding. Looks like it's going to go against Baraboo on. I don't know if they called that on putt camera or not. Putt camera was around the flag.
It was a little bit of a late hold flag.
It was. Doesn't necessarily mean it was on him, but.
It is indeed holding against Baraboo.
Holding against the Thunderbirds.
So we'll have a first and 20 coming up for the T-Birds here on their opening drive of the contest. We're down to about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Officials are calling a timeout here and move the chains, slide the chains back.
It's always interesting because it's always from the spot of the foul a lot of times. So you know.
Oh yeah, right. It might not be 20, it might be more.
You know, not that this one actually ends up being a 10-yard penalty, but sometimes you get like a first and 22
or a first
and 18 or something goofy in high school that
Certainly.
Makes you kind of go, what? You're just so used to the college and NFL rule, which
right?
is just automatic 10 yards no matter where it happened.
So for the Vikings, these two teams last met last season, with the Thunderbirds taking a 23-14 win at Holman. What was interesting about that game is the T-Birds had zero passing yards. They got three Finley Scanlon field goals. Isaac Pellin had a couple of rushing TDs. Noah Ertz had one TD passing and one rushing for the Vikings. But the T-Birds came away with the road win. And, of course, the Vikings looking to return the favor here tonight. First and 20. Coming up, and yes, we've got Throgmorton in at the controls. He hands off to Puttkammer. Puttkammer evades a couple of tacklers, piles through to about the 34.
Aiden Throgmorton handoff.
Just a straight dive right up the gut, picks up 8 yards. Jackson Puttkammer, I should say. You should see that guy's thighs. It's ridiculous.
He got most of the penalty yardage back. Second and about 12. So, mentioned Throgmorton was the transfer from Reedsburg. He started the opener. And here he is, whacked in the backfield. That's going to be a quarterback sack for the Vikings.
That was, you know, that looked like Romberg had that ball there. Yep, number four coming off the
turf. You know what? You're right.
Yep.
That was Romberg. In fact, that was Romberg on both of those plays. I got the number wrong.
Thank you.
It was Elliot Romberg on the carry. It's going to be a third and about 12 for nothing longer than that. Third and closer to 15. And they're going to try to keep again. Romberg with a keeper right end. That doesn't fool anybody.
Direct snap to him.
That's going to be fourth and long for the Thunderbirds.
No gain on the play. Fourth down.
You would think T-Birds would be ready to punt. Looks like Romberg's heading back to do just that. Backing up to the Thunderbirds' 21-yard line, give or take.
That was just a quick snap right to Romberg. I don't know if they thought they could catch him napping. Romberg went right and tried to get around down the right side and picked up just a couple.
Romberg rolls right, finally boots it away. It's a high end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded at about the 35.
Number four.
Once again, that's Faraday.
Yep, Faraday.
And Holman is going to start.
Romberg, fair caught around the 34-yard line.
34-yard line with just under 3.5 to go here in the first quarter.
First and 10 for Holman.
And then we talked about last year these new lights at the stadium, but boy, they are really nice to have. Brightens up that whole field.
For sure. It's a beautiful evening here at Flambeau Field. Vikings on their second possession of the night now. Once again, that's sort of a bunch look. Fake handoff. Now a pitch right side, and there's a big crease. This could be big trouble. This could be 6 points. Streaking down the right sideline for the Vikings. Once again, that is Barth, Jack Barth is going to score a 65-yard touchdown. Yes, 65-yard touchdown to put Holman up 9-0.
66-yard pitch.
One play.
Alex Burgett.
They
results in a Vikings touchdown.
Absolutely strung that out. The quarterback strung that out as far as he could along that right-hand side sideline. And by then, Baraboo had lost containment and pitched it right around him down the sideline untouched. That outside defensive end and linebacker are going to be looking at film on that. Extra point is up and good for Holman. So Baraboo finds himself in an early 10-0 hole.
Well, Brandon, I am told that we have identified our technological issue. We are now
it's
on
us, isn't
NFHS
it?
Audio. No. It wasn't that Jim was worried about us saying bad words. No, we got the right buttons pushed, and we're happy to bring you the audio play-by-play to go with the video feed of NFHS. Once again, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, joined by Thunderbirds legend Brandon Wegner. If you're just joining us, it's Holman 10, Baraboo 0. The Vikings have scored on each of their first two possessions. Thunderbirds defense bowed up and forced a field goal after a goal-to-go situation on the first drive, but then surrendered a 66-yard touchdown run on the second possession. T-Birds offense is going to have some work to do.
Boy, I tell you, they do have some work to do, and that was a shame after the defense played so well on that first drive to give just one big one up is tough to come back from. They're going to have to rally. They're going to have to talk to their defensive coaches on the sideline and learn from it and keep containment. You know, that last outside linebacker, that defensive end, that really falls out there on those guys. I was a defensive end in high school, and I gave up a few too many of those outside plays. I know how they feel.
You're like, I'm ready to crush this guy. Oh, wait, there he goes.
Yeah, there he goes. Oh, you're about to hit him, and he releases the ball to someone else. It's a bit of a devastating, helpless feeling.
All right, ready to kick off is Gavin Davis. Ball rests on the 40. Left-footed kicker gives it a ride, and this is a strong left leg. This is going to be just short of the end zone, though. Romberg's going to return this. He's at the 10, 15, 20, 25. Got a little crease.
There's
a penalty flag.
Dirty
as well.
Laundry again on the play.
So Romberg brings it out to nearly to the 35. However, the holding penalty is going to move it back for the Thunderbirds here on their second drive of the first quarter.
He threw that penalty right around the 25, somewhere between the 20 and 25-yard line. So you're going to see that come back. You're going to see that come back from that spot.
In the back.
And, they are going to mark it at the 15, which tells me it was spotted at the 25-yard line. It's probably a penalty.
First and 10.
All right, so the first and 10 for the T-Birds at the 14 here with just over 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
John Taylor says, one play? They scored in one play.
Here's an inside handoff to Puttkammer. The Vikings are onto that one. They stuff him at the line of scrimmage. No gain. So for those who are just joining us, we'd like to remind you our sponsors include State Farm, Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Seasons Counseling, the Don Larson Superstore, and Baraboo State Bank. What are the Don Larson keys to the game tonight, Brandon?
What are the Don Larson keys to the game?
Spring a segment we haven't rehearsed on you on live radio.
Well, obviously, the defense given up a lot of points this year. More of those bend but not breaks is what we need.
Second 19 is a fake and give. Romberg again taking the direct snap. He is pulverized at about the 15. That's going to be third and 10 for the Thunderbirds.
Boy, so far, Coach Turkington's intent on trying to get that direct snap to Romberg, in their repertoire, but so far it's not working out too well. They only picked up a yard there.
Third down and 9.
All right, give them a yard. Third and 9 for the T-Birds. They're looking for their second first down of the game. They did complete one with a pass to Jordy Beal on their initial drive. This is Romberg in the shotgun again, and he's going to try to keep again, this time running left, trying to get around the left edge. And he's not going to get there. He is met near the line of scrimmage. That's going to be fourth and long for Baraboo. It looks like a 3 and out for the T-Birds.
Elliot Romberg again, the ball carrier. Short gain on the play. Tackle made by Mason.
You know, that pass to Beal earlier was so nice. You'd love to see him on third and 9 try a little something after they've already run Romberg a few times and not had success on it.
Speaking of Romberg, he's going to pump this away. Nice end-over-end kick. across midfield, fielded at about the 48, but breaking a tackle is the returner. That's Faherty. He dives inside the Thunderbird 40. The Vikings will start their third drive in plus territory.
Romberg's punt is returned.
Faherty, nice return, number 30 for the Thunderbirds. Drake Niles just about had him, but Faherty stepped right around him just at the last second, picked up his 15 yards. No receivers set here. They're going to be right up the gut.
Alex Burgett inside, fake on the handoff. He keeps it, gets it to about the 30. That's a solid pickup on first down.
They are faking everything so far tonight, and it's working. They're faking inside traps. They're faking passes. They're faking pitches, and then they pitch. And then it's a good mixture.
It's catching the T-Birds off guard here.
You don't exactly know what to expect when they fake that many times.
And here we have an officials timeout. Talking something over with...
We're going to run the clock down right here. It must not have started.
Run the clock down a little bit. We'll get this figured out. Like we talked about, it's everyone's first game. You know, one of us might have forgotten to turn on the NFHS machine and hit the power button. I don't know. that might have happened.
Whoops.
I'm glad you can hear us now. Hopefully you're glad as well. Second and short for the Vikings. Looking to build on a 10-point lead. There's another fake handoff. Looking to throw and sacked at the 40-yard line.
Quarterback sacked.
That is...
Burgett is dropped.
I think it's Jacob Balfons
took
him
sack.
Down, and that's a big loss because that was a second and two, and it moves it all the way back to third and 12.
Nice.
Balfons came off the what would be the T-Birds' right side untouched, and the quarterback turned around after he faked the handoff and said, "It's too late to throw the ball."
Indeed. Deep drop. He pays the price. Now it's third and about 11. Vikings finally showing a receiver out wide to the left. Burgett is going to keep inside. Keeper is only going to get him a couple yards, and this is probably four down territory for Holman.
I would suspect so. That time they're just probably Burgett setting themselves up for a fourth down play because that was just a keeper right up the middle. And it looks like they're going to think about it.
That is the final.
They're
going to
call. No, that's the end of the first quarter, isn't it?
At the end of one,
okay.
It's Holman Vikings 10, Barrett Thunderbirds 0.
So at the end of one quarter of play, it's Holman 10, Baraboo 0. We'll be back with the second quarter in just a few moments.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
All right, we are back to action. Holman with a little give to Faherty. He's got a big opportunity going around left end for a touchdown, but I think it's going to come back.
I think they're going to call holding here. I hope they call holding.
Faherty,
because
the ball carrier, runs for what appears to be a touchdown, but there is a flag on the play.
They're going to call it
a chop block
on number 45, I think. I think he chop blocked Jacob Balfons, so that's a second big play out of Balfons tonight. Balfons broke through again, chop blocked him. Took away a big gain.
So the first play of the second quarter is going to come back.
And it is chop block against the Vikings. That's a 15-yard penalty.
Vikings are going to have...
And we will replay.
Are going to be pushed back into their own territory. They started this drive in plus territory, but this is going to be fourth and forever. It's going to set up a punt. Looks like Gavin Davis is back there ready to boot.
Elliot Romberg set to return. Fourth and forever. Boy, what is this? Ends up being about fourth and 23.
Indeed, the punter is standing inside the 35. He's going to kick it away.
Oh!
Blocked! The Thunderbirds with a block and a pounce.
Who's got that? The Baraboo Thunderbird, number 9, picked it up. Fell on it.
Thunderbirds are going to have the ball in Viking territory.
Beautiful play. Actually, multiple Thunderbirds were right up the gut. A couple of guys could have blocked that. A.J. Elliott did a nice job falling on it. And Dave Mowers, you can hear him. He's excited. That's a great play.
First and 10 for the Thunderbirds at about the 48 of Holman. This is their best opportunity of the game. Rombert remains.
Handoff to Puttkammer.
Yeah, he remains at the controls. Handoff to Puttkammer. Gets across the 45 to about the 42. That's a solid pickup of about 4 or 5. And we've seen nothing but Elliot Romberg at the quarterback position.
Yeah, that is a...
ever since that first possession.
Now, you've obviously done quite a bit of scouting on them in the first three games. Have you seen as much of this direct snap to Elliot Romberg quarterbacking?
He did score a 10-yard touchdown on a Wildcat opportunity like this last week, but yeah, they haven't gone to it this extensively. And here, Romberg's looking to keep again, looking for a crease in the interior, doesn't find much, got maybe a yard. It'll be about 3rd and 4 for the Thunderbirds.
One thing Baraboo hasn't done a lot of yet is try to run too wide, still trying to take it within between the tackles right now.
And you'd imagine this is probably 4-down territory for the T-Birds.
It's gotta be.
We'll see if they take a shot here on 3rd and short, 3rd and 4.
Trevon Lawyer's outright.
No, there's a handoff to Puttkammer. He's looking to get around the left edge. He is tripped up. He gets inside the 40. It's going to be 4th and short.
Number 5 for Holman made a nice tackle on Puttkammer. Otherwise, Puttkammer was going to easily pick up a first down, I should say. And that's where to tackle him is, right at those knees and ankles. Because if you tackle him high... That guy, Puttkammer, is a load of beef. You're not going to bring him down.
So. 4th and 1.
We need a beef sponsor.
We need a beef sponsor.
Load of beef brought to you by the meat market. 4th and 1 for the T-Birds at the Vikings 39. We got one receiver out wide to the right. Romberg gives to Puttkammer. He's looking to pile drive. That's going to be close. Looking at the far official, he's going to be short.
I think he's going to be short, according to the far official. They tried the old mano-a-mano right up the gut, and Holman was ready for it.
So it'll be a turnover on downs for the Thunderbirds, and the Vikings are going to take over. First and 10.
He got about a half a yard, and he needed one. And, boy, that's a shame. Because that was very promising.
T-Birds had a golden opportunity there for the blocked punt, getting the ball in plus territory. Could not move it. So Holman's going to take over here at the 39 with 9:59 to go in the half.
Holman's got a couple of big boys. We call them hogs on that offensive line. We got number 63 weighs 270. Number 71 weighs 280, and that's just on paper. Oh, number 40.
And there, once again, we got the quarterback, Burgett, fakes the give, keeps, goes left side for about 4.
Yep.
Burgett's been a dual threat. He completed one long pass to Barth earlier in the ball game. Here he keeps.
Jacob Balfonce and I both fell for that handoff because Balfonce screamed the would-be runner, and I was excited for just a split second there.
He's like, yeah, I nailed that guy. Oh, wait. 2nd and 4 is the down and distance, and here's a pitch. Barth is going on right end, makes a nice little cutback for a first down. Pile driving past the 45-yard line into the 41, would not go down. He's finally dropped.
Finally dropped by
Hodges, I believe.
For Hodges and helped
Jack
by Barth Aiden.
For a Viking first down.
Helped by number 8.
Oh, Throgmorton.
Throgmorton, thank you.
So it'll be 1st and 10 for the Vikings. They are in Thunderbird territory. They're looking to build on a 10-0 lead here at Baraboo High School. Once again, I'm Ben Bromley, joined by Brandon Wegner. Happy to be with you, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM or on the Civic Media app or on the internet at max.fm. And here the T-Birds have jumped offside. That was Throgmorton.
Yeah, left end.
Prior to the snap,
that's going to be a first. I should say it's going to make it 1st and 5. You know what I heard, Brandon, this morning is that we actually have a national listening audience.
We do.
We have grandparents all over the country who tune in to follow their grandsons playing football.
That's wonderful. That's exactly why you do it. Because sometimes you go, well, why are we broadcasting from a home game?
Right.
Right? Because everybody's here.
And that's why.
That's right.
First and five for the Vikings. There's an inside fake and a nice pitch. Oh,
that
pitch
ball's loose.
Gets away. Vikings are able to dive on it, but it's going to cost them a significant loss of yardage back to about the 46.
Number 22 for Holman fell on it. Good play there by Alish. A.J. Alish fell on that ball. Otherwise, Baraba was looking at jumping on it.
That was a nice-looking fake, but the pitch was off target.
Yes, it was. And he really strings that out a long time.
And it worked on the long touchdown,
it did.
But it's a bit of a risk.
It is a bit of a risk. Right there, you saw it.
All right, here comes, second and about 13, 14 yards near midfield. Vikings continue to play that bunch formation. There's three backs. And there's a pitch to the right, finding a little bit of room, getting seven or eight.
Romberg's on the bottom of that tackle. Looks like he took one right off that chin. He's getting up a little slow, but he's up. He's okay.
Faraday with the pickup. They're going to give him eight. It's going to be third and long for the Vikings.
Third and six.
Now they're inside the 40. Once again, we would imagine this would be a four-down opportunity for the Vikings offense. They lead 10-0 as time ticks away here in the latter half of the second quarter.
Holman's very successful at picking up that 3, 4, 5 yards, so you're right. They're thinking probably two-down territory, go right up the gut maybe.
Herget pitches, looking to get around left end, and not succeeding is number 22. That's Alish.
Multiple T-Birds in on that tackle, including Jackson Putcomer there at the top of the pile.
Alish, the ball carrier, short gain.
Yeah, he might have got a new short gain. It's going to be fourth and about five. Rashad Hodges on the stop again. So this is another opportunity for that T-Bird defense to stand up and turn back the Vikings.
Short gain brings up fourth down and five.
This is a huge opportunity. You're down 10-0. You can make a stand, make a statement, score before the half, and feel really good about this first half overall if you do that.
One receiver wide right for the Vikings. A back is in motion. That's Barth. Herget rolls, fires, deep downfield. He's got a man. There's a defender there, and here comes the penalty flag. They are going to get Elliot Romberg
it's
for
on
pass
Elliot
interference.
Unfortunately, that's a good call. Romberg just didn't turn around.
He was in coverage. He was in position.
They basically call that screening the throw, screening the receiver. If he turns around, it's a brilliant, because he's all over him. He did
right
a great
on top
job.
Of the play. Yep.
He did a great job. He just couldn't get his head turned around. He didn't have the presence that the ball was up in the air behind his head.
So instead of a turnover on downs, it's going to be first down for the Vikings. They're going to be in the red zone. Yeah, they're going to be just outside the red zone at about the 23.
Down at the 22-yard line, first and 10 for the Vikings.
Really, the defense did a great job there. That pass wasn't all that impressive. It was underthrown.
Right. Yeah, that was a bit of a gift. First and 10 for the Vikings. Once again, one receiver split wide to the right. They got one back behind Herget, and another couple backs right tight to the tackles. Barth is in motion. They're going to pitch, and there is a pre-snap penalty here.
They're going to get a false start.
Indeed, that's going to cost the Vikings 5 yards.
Against the Vikings.
We will take any of that back we can get.
Indeed.
And we'll replay first down.
Honestly, besides the long 66-yard pitch, I mean, the defense is very much, it is a bending and not breaking situation right now. They're impressive.
And right down below us, we see starting quarterback Zach Burgess being helped with his mother for sure. I don't know if that's his dad also, but he's being helped walking gingerly, and that might explain why haven't seen him at the controls here down the stretch. There's a pitch out to the left. Finding some running room there was Faraday. He's close to a first down.
Now we know why Romberg's been getting that direct snap and
John
playing.
Ferry,
it looks
carrier.
Like he's gingerly Pushes walking on either an ankle or a knee.
Yeah, there's his dad coming in to pinch hit for mom and to help walk him to
We hope the best for him. The T-Birds need him to get healthy and get back.
They're
going to
call
next
this
week.
For sure. They're going to call this second and one for the Vikings. Faraday just shy of the first down. One receiver split wide to the right. Everybody else tight to the formation. Second and one from the 13 of the Thunderbirds. Burkett's got the snap. Keeps. He's dropped. It's going to be
right at the line. Right at that first down marker.
Probably a first down.
Keeps it himself for a short gain.
We'll see here if we're going to measure. Nope, they're going to say that's short. Third and
Cody
short.
Kirchberg first there among the Thunderbirds for the tackle.
Third and short. Well,
short of the first
here's
down.
Where you really
third
need that false start.
This is really where you can use a false start, maybe a holding penalty.
Right.
I mean, so far, Baraboo has really not stopped them for, you know, too many zero-yard runs. So this is a time to rise up.
Third and short coming up. Burkett's going to keep. He's going to dive for the first down.
He probably got about three-quarters of a yard, and he needed a half a yard.
Yep, little sneak is successful. It's going to be a first and 10 at about the 12. So the Vikings will be able to get a first down without scoring a touchdown here. And with under 5 minutes left in the half, they could run a little time off as well and keep that Thunderbird offense off the field. Holman 10, Baraboo 0 in the second quarter.
And that's just a smart play. You just keep it simple. You just do a QB sneak, right? Follow your center on either the left or the right side, whatever you guys have determined. And
one receiver's put wide to the left. Burkett pitches this time. And dropped after a 5-yard gain, give or a take. That was Barth. But a nice pickup on first down.
Somebody laid a good hit there. I think that was that might have been Jordy Beal there at the end, laying a nice hit to save a touchdown.
Makes sense. Beal was the leading tackler for the T-Birds last year. He had 45 solo tackles.
45 solo tackles. That's impressive.
All right. And for the year altogether, I think, 45 solo, 79 total. So it's second and two. We got 8 yards on that first down carry. Did Barth. Burkett hands. It's an inside fullback dive. That's a new ball carrier.
That
41.
Is a new ball carrier.
Dane Goyette.
Dane Goyette picks up a first down.
He's got a first down and goal,
first and goal
for the Vikings.
The
it's got to be right around the 1.5 yard, 2 yard line, doesn't it?
So we got 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings looking to add to a 10-point lead here in this Mississippi Valley Conference clash.
T-Birds just brought in some beef. You know, they brought in
more beef.
Kirchberg, number 75, right over the center.
My partner, the ex-lineman, loves beef. There's another give to Goyette. He's going to be stopped short of the goal line. This will be second and goal coming up.
Jordy Beal was in on that. Puttkammer was in on that. Number 45. Jacob Balfons was in on that. Jacob Balfons calling his name a few times tonight.
First half.
He has. His father is pretty proud of him, I bet. He's probably out here tonight. Matt.
Second and goal coming up for the Vikings. We are under 3 minutes to go in the first half here at Baraboo High School.
Let's make another statement tackle here.
Everyone tight to the formation.
Yeah.
There's a pitch out wide to the left. Does he have the room? I don't think he does. Just shy of the goal line is number 22. That's Alish.
That is a tackle by number 7 and number 10. Lawyer and Hodges team up to save a touchdown.
Third and goal.
And they are literally about a half a yard from the stripe down there on the goal line.
This is a big sequence here. Both teams are content to let the time tick away here. Under 2 minutes to go now in the first half. It's the Vikings 10, Thunderbirds 0.
I will say this. I'm surprised Baraboo hasn't called a timeout.
Deep in their own territory, that's a tough call, right?
Well,
third down and goal.
I don't know. When the clock's running and it's third goal at the half-yard line.
You feel like it could end, this drive could end at any second, right?
Correct, exactly.
And now we're speaking of timeouts. I think the Vikings are going
to
take
one. They took the play clock all the way down to a couple of seconds and called their own timeout. So,
well, we talked a little bit about some of the performers who are on the field. We can also talk about some who the Thunderbirds lost this past year. They have lost four players who are playing college ball this season. John Bowden is at Hamline University in St. Paul. Kyle Felt is at St. Thomas in the Twin Cities. Ross Legal is playing at Northern Illinois. And, of course, they're still celebrating their upset win over Notre Dame last week. Isaac Pelland is at Dort University, and Luke Turkington is at Ripon. So you can see there was a lot of quality experience lost from last year's squad.
There's a reason that Baraboo had made it into the playoffs 4 years in a row, and those players were instrumental, especially those last 2 years as juniors and seniors, big losses. You know, they still have a good team. I mean, they still have some good quality big name, quote-unquote, seniors that have added to the team so much in the last few years, you know.
Indeed, and of course they're extra shorthanded as starting quarterback Zach Burgess has limped to the locker room for medical care. Is injured, we presume, on one of the first two series.
Yeah, you know,
game.
It's interesting. We never really saw him come off the field at any point, so, and, you know, there was no injury timeout or anything.
Third and goal coming up from about the one-yard line for the Vikings. Burgett is under center. He's going to try to keep. We'll see. Does he get there? Oh, they're signaling. I thought they might have stopped him just short. But that is
Alex
Burgett.
Burgett.
Alex Burgett in for a one-yard touchdown with 1 minute, 33 seconds to play. And I guess that gets back to your point, Brandon. Maybe you'd like to have 3 or 4 minutes on the clock if you had it to do over again.
Well, and it really depends on if you are a prolific passing team. Then maybe you don't use those timeouts. But
right,
you
right.
know, everyone knows, we're not a prolific passing team.
Right.
And now you've got a backup quarterback in. And so I'm just surprised we didn't save ourselves probably a good minute there with a one or two timeouts.
So once again, we got Davis on for the point after touchdown. He's got a heck of a leg. That one is right down the middle, way up high, a no-doubter.
And he got smoked.
And we got a penalty. Oh, boy.
He got smoked at the end of that kick, and so it'll be a personal foul on the defense, and that'll be assessed on the kickoff.
That's going to cost the T-Birds field position on the kickoff.
Now, I will say this. He kicked it into the end zone prior, didn't he, on one of his kickoffs before, so maybe it's a... maybe it actually doesn't move the needle, but
yeah, right. Or you could pop one up and try to pin the T-Birds deep, although the Vikings have used two of their timeouts, so you can't imagine they're going to get the ball back.
No, you can't imagine they are.
So it's Mount Horeb 17, Baraboo 0, with a minute and a half to go here in the first half. I am Ben Bromley, joined by Brandon Wegner. We're happy to bring you play-by-play of Baraboo Thunderbirds football all season long, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM, or you found us on the Civic Media mobile app, or you're listening coast-to-coast worldwide on the internet at max.fm.
Holman has 17 points, but I'll tell you what, it's really just two plays that have cost the T-Birds, so to speak. You know, the 66-yard pitch for the touchdown and then the pass interference call earlier. Otherwise, this defense is really playing well, hanging in with this very talented quarterback and set of running backs, which he's pitching to. So
indeed, they've spread the ball around, kind of offense by committee. Here they're going to kick off from the Thunderbirds 45. An interesting sight.
I'm not sure. I'm sure this has happened.
Sure.
I haven't seen this in a few years. Off from the opponent's side of the field.
I suppose you could onside here, right?
You absolutely could.
It's going to be a standard kick, end over end, going to flutter well into the end zone for a touchback. I would have been tempted to, onside that.
I really don't think that hurt the T-Birds too much. Obviously, you'd love to have the chance to return it, but that kicker, he kicked it in the end zone prior from his normal line of
Davis
scrimmage.
Gavin Davis has been very impressive.
Yes, he has been, thank you.
That is a luxury to have as a capable kicker. Of course, the Thunderbirds, we talked about how in this matchup of these two teams last year, had Finley Scanlon kick 3 field goals, which is a luxury the T-Birds haven't always had, but they enjoyed last season, the last couple of seasons.
I think you remember me oohing and aahing the fact that the Thunderbirds had a big-legged kicker last year.
Romberg in the pistol. Inside handoff, putt camera, not much. And we'll see if the T-Birds are content to let the clock run.
They've putt camera, the ball carrier.
They are. They're not exactly.
They do have 3 timeouts. Vikings have 2.
Running to the line very hard, are they?
Smith and Adam Schmidt.
Hoping to break one maybe, but they don't. They don't want, if they don't get a first down, I suppose they're going to let things run down here.
Second and nine
for the T-Birds. Elliot Romberg at quarterback, replacing the injured Zach Burgess. Here he's going to keep, hoping to get around right end. Dodges one tackler, but is met by a couple of more. They drop him in the backfield for a loss. Looks like it's going to be right near the original line of scrimmage at the 20.
Romberg, the ball carrier, taken down in the backfield.
Somebody called a timeout, right? Or no? No, I guess the referee was waving his hands in the air like it was a timeout.
Now we got
now
one.
They've got
and
one.
And that's Holman taking the timeout. They want to get the ball back here. Third and 10.
That's interesting. 48 seconds to play. Third and 9, third and 10. They take a timeout. I guess, you know, they could get the ball back with, I don't know, 5 seconds to go.
Right.
And they say, "What? Why not?"
Well, I kind of wondered, even after first down, I mean, only having two timeouts, I suppose that changes the equation. Now they're down to one.
And, of course, you know, Romberg's the backup. So, you know, we're not sure how much Romberg actually practices the, you know, dropping back in the pass and in practice. So you're going to just see a lot of run, which is what the T-Birds do anyhow. But when you're starting quarterbacks out, that just amplifies. You'll see that with the Green Bay Packers probably a little more, unfortunately.
Probably so. Playing it close to the vest. So we got a third and 10 for the Thunderbirds. Romberg, he's looking to roll and throw.
He looks
to his left, but now he's going to scramble. He's under pressure. He's going to be brought down for a short gain. And we'll have another timeout from Holman. It's going to bring up a fourth and about eight with 39 seconds to play.
Elliot Romberg scrambles under pressure for a gain of two. Bringing up fourth down and eight.
Well,
timeout, Coleman.
The Thunderbirds certainly weren't doing anything fancy there. They were trying to just get into the locker room, and Holman said, "Well, if you're not going to pick up any yards on your first and second down, we'll call timeouts."
Right. Get the ball back and maybe
absolutely
help you break one big play, a kick return, a big pass play, whatever it might be, get a chance to score again. Well, this game is at the back end of a doubleheader. The JV game happened right before this. This is one of those challenges with the shortage of officials out there. You can't always, there's not enough officials to go around on Friday nights, so the T-Birds and the Vikings are here for some Thursday night lights after the JV action. And you know what?
I was going to set you up for that question tonight.
Oh,
how
yeah.
come we're here on a Thursday night?
That's exactly why. Yeah, it's harder and harder to get officials willing to work the games. There aren't enough to go around, so they end up having to get creative, schedule some games on Thursdays or Saturdays just so they can get reps.
Rogers will punt it away.
Romberg back ready to boot. He gets the snap, kicks it.
Nice kick.
Nice boot fielded near the 40-yard line by the Vikings. Moving upfield, across midfield. That's number 40 for the Vikings.
Punt is received and returned by John Faraday.
Jake, I take it back. It was number four, Faraday.
Drake Niles makes a nice tackle on that play. Brings him down after a 10-yard gain. So Bear was going to have to. Holman's got 49 yards to go. They've got 30 seconds on the head. No timeouts. No timeouts. Is that what I'm seeing?
Exactly right. They used both the last two timeouts here to stop the T-Birds, or stop the clock while the T-Birds had the ball. So now they've got it at the Baraboo 49. See if they can. They're going to try to crack a big play here and get back on the board, build on the 17-point lead before half. Burgett's under center. Fakes the give, keeps up the gut. Oh, he's got an opening. Can Romberg bring him down at the 40?
Did.
He did, which that might have been a touchdown-saving tackle.
You had number nine still back there, A.J. Elliott, but Elliott would have been the man of last resort.
And now the T-Birds have infiltrated the Vikings line before the snap. That's going to be an offside penalty, I would imagine.
Encroachment by the
That's going to push the ball inside the 35.
I'll be honest, I don't see a penalty flag anywhere.
Me either, but they're walking. You're right. Maybe they hadn't set the ball.
I don't think they'd set the ball. So.
Okay, so we got first and 10 at the Baraboo 38. We are under a half minute to go, 20 seconds in fact.
They should start this clock.
Vikings hoping for a quick strike. Burgett under center.
Inside
hands off to Faraday. He picks up a couple. And with no timeouts, that might be the last play of the half.
Parity, the ball carrier, picks up a couple on the play.
Unless Holman...
Oh, wait, they're going to call the clock. And I was about
they
to say,
should take a deep shot. They're going to get
they're gonna
one chance
this.
Here.
Yep. I was about to say, too, that the whole strategy doesn't make a lot of sense if you don't stop the clock
exactly.
here and take a shot.
Yep. So they're at the 35-yard line. They're going to try the old Hail Mary, I assume. But you know what assuming does.
Right.
You never know.
So this is going to be third and about seven. Two seconds on the clock.
Look at this. They're bringing in their big-legged kicker.
They're going to go for the big kick here. Interesting.
They are. This is going to be a, what is this, 53-yarder?
Holman will attempt a 52-yard field goal.
My goodness.
Gavin Davis has shown a strong left leg. He's going to try to boot.
You don't see this very often in high school football.
Final play of the half. Snap in the hole. Look good. Here's the kick. Good, strong kick. Is it going to get there? It's going to be close. Just
wow.
short.
It went 50 yards, and it needed to go 52. Impressive.
Just a couple of yards short.
After the first half, it's Holman Vikings 17, Baraboo Thunderbirds.
I give that coach a lot of credit. He's got so much confidence in him, and that was good from 50 and just not from 52.
Right, that's good for him to know, right? Where the line is that you need to gain to get off a field goal. Well, so our halftime score is the Holman Vikings 17, the host Baraboo Thunderbirds 0. Like we talked about, the Vikings have taken advantage of some big plays. T-Birds have gamely stayed in it, but the Vikings have held the advantage throughout. They scored on their opening drive and haven't looked back. We'll be back to talk a little bit about the first half statistics after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio for an unforgettable time. Visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to low in the upper 50s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, high mid-80s. Showers and storms possible Friday night and Saturday, a little more humid for the weekend. Highs in the mid-80s with sunshine returning for Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently at 77.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
All right, welcome back to Baraboo High School, where your halftime score is Holman 17, Baraboo 0. I am Ben Bromley, joined by Brandon Wegner. We're going to talk a little bit about our first half statistics. What do you have for us, Brandon?
Well, Ben, it's been a little light on the offensive side tonight, and that's what, you know, obviously that's what happens when you lose your starting quarterback. And if you're joining us late, Zach Burgess came out after either the first or second series and was limping off the track with his parents, apparent potential leg injury of some sort.
Looked that way.
Yep, but so far we've got Romberg's got in the neighborhood of about 15 yards. He's getting smacked around a little bit at that line, but, you know, he's picking up 2, 3, 4 here or there, so I've got him down for 16. that's about where he's at right now. Putt camera's got 19 yards on mine. I do think I might have missed one, so he's somewhere in that 20, 25 at most. So far, unfortunately, he's just met at the line of scrimmage. He had an 8-yard run early on. That was his first run up the gut. What's his most impressive run of the night, but he's out there grinding, of course. Beal had his 12-yard completion. From Burgess, before Burgess went out.
Our first and only pass completion of the half.
Exactly. And other than that, not a lot to report on offensive stats. And it'll be interesting to see, like we were talking about late in that first half, the run.